Today's episode, The Dam at Big Pine Second Lake. In the early days of agriculture in the Owens Valley, ranchers and farmers near Big Pine found the flow of Big Pine Creek more than sufficient for irrigation in the spring and early summer, but as the crops matured and the Sierra snowpack dwindled, the amount of water available in late summer and fall was simply not enough. To increase the amount of late summer water available, the farmers looked to the lakes at the head of Big Pine Creek. Specifically, Second Lake. A plan was put forth to drill a tunnel through the solid granite rock and tap the lake several feet below its surface. In 1895, the tunnel was drilled and a control gate placed to regulate the outflow of the lake water to ensure sufficient irrigation water in late summer. A low dam was also constructed to raise the lake's capacity. Less than 20 years later, the Los Angeles Department of Water and Power acquired the irrigation system and the water rights from Second Lake for its aqueduct. Plans were made to build three hydroelectric plants on Big Pine Creek, which included further raising the capacity of Second Lake by increasing the height of the dam several more feet. By 1925, construction of raising the dam was in full swing. There was no road to Second Lake at the time, so the Department of Water and Power decided to use mules to haul in all their supplies and materials needed. Work had not progressed very far when strong opposition to the new dam arose. The project was soon abandoned in favor of one to be built at Long Valley, later to become Crowley Lake. Over time, most of the material at Second Lake had been removed, but a good portion of the heavy stuff still had been left behind. One hydroelectric plant was completed at the mouth of Big Pine Canyon, though the other two that had been planned were never built. In the early 1960s, the Sierra Club put pressure on DWP and the Forest Service to remove the remaining junk at Second Lake. Half-hearted efforts yielded half-hearted results. But finally, in 1976, the parties involved brought in a helicopter crew for a final cleanup. The big job was completed in just 3 days. DWP donated some of the old construction equipment to the Eastern California Museum of Independence, where it rests today as a visual reminder of one of the more unusual tales we find along El Camino Sierra.